It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the opioid epidemic has claimed a growing number of lives, and our guest wants to put a human face on the statistics. We'll find out about an online memorial coming up.
First, deferred action for childhood arrivals, or DACA, made headlines this week when it was reported that President Trump would end the Obama-era program as early as today.
However, the White House has pushed back, saying no decision had been made. We've been hearing this afternoon that a decision is expected now on Tuesday. Today, President Trump addressed the issue while talking with reporters at a meeting with faith leaders. Here's the president.
Sometime today or over the weekend, we'll have a decision. We love the Dreamers. We love everybody.
The program faces a legal challenge from Texas and nine other states. Those states have threatened court action in an attempt to block it unless the president rescinds DACA by September 5th.
Maria Sacchetti is an immigration reporter for The Washington Post, and she's with us now to look at what might be ahead for DACA in the coming days. Maria, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, what do we know so far about a potential decision by the president to end the DACA program?
Well, it's just filled with rumors right now. We don't know what's going to happen. What we know is that people are terrified and that there is a lot at stake. Thousands of students with jobs, hundreds of thousands of students with jobs, people who help support their families, people who are terrified now of being deported. There's a lot of states that don't offer in-state tuition to undocumented students. So there are people graduating right now who had really taken for granted that they would be able to study and now are experiencing the shock and fear of the possibility that they won't be able to do that.
Now, the White House has said there is no decision. On the other hand, there's this deadline from 10 conservative states saying we want an answer by Tuesday. So is there an answer, do you think, expected today or in the next couple of days?
I mean, I think we all have been hearing every single day that there might be a decision. You know, you're hearing it from advocates, and there's rumors. And a few weeks ago, I was in Congress when then Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly was saying that he was telling members of Congress that it wasn't clear that DACA would survive a court challenge. And Texas told us yesterday that they are still planning, Texas and the other states that are threatening to sue are still planning to hold the White House to that deadline, that September 5th deadline. And some are fairly certain, it seems like most people are fairly certain that the judge would enjoin DACA, but it's not clear. You know, this program has been going on for 5 years, and it's become its own institution in a way. It's a fragile one for sure, but it's just really not clear what's going to happen. And people, I think, are preparing for the worst. And members of Congress are looking at bills that they could try to pass, but they haven't been able to pass them before. So I think the one true thing is that the students are definitely in limbo, even with DACA right now.
You mentioned some possible alternate legislation in Congress. I know that there are some moderate Republicans who have set up kind of a conservative version of DACA or put that out there as an idea. Is there support for that kind of bill in the Senate and the House?
Well, I mean, that also is not clear. They're certainly trying to build support for it, and I think some people feel that having the Trump administration rescind DACA might lead to that, and it kind of force Congress to act, especially because even among some hardliners, and even among some some Republicans, I mean, there's a lot of sympathy for students with DACA. I mean, they didn't make the choice to come here or stay here illegally, and they've basically, many of them have been raised as Americans. But that said, the Dream Act had been pending before, right? So before DACA, and the House, just wouldn't take it up. They wouldn't you know, it was part of the Senate immigration bill passed in 2013, a bipartisan bill, and it just, you know, the House wouldn't take it up. So it's just really, I guess there's certainly hope for something, but it's not clear what will happen. And some people are speculating that it will be, you know, a bargaining chip, you know, so that President Trump gets funding for the wall and other things he wants to do on immigration. But hard to know.
And DACA, it was never intended to be a permanent fix, but it has been remarkably successful. Has that ended up in a way working against it?
How do you mean?
In the fact that it has had such a broad buy-in from Dreamers that maybe it's become even more unpopular with Republicans who oppose it.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. I mean, from what we hear, it's that members of Congress and other Republicans are frustrated. They feel that President Obama, sidestepped them and created his sort of own immigration program. Now, others strenuously disagree. They feel that he was fully within his rights to do that. And, of course, the Supreme Court ultimately deadlocked 4-4. And now, you know, President Trump appoints the members of the Supreme Court. So it's you know, it will be hard to know. I mean, I think for a lot of Dreamers who felt safe with DACA, you know, they knew that it was just a Band-Aid solution. But now I think they're fully realizing how tenuous their hold was.
Well, and the Dreamers you're talking about, to be part of this program, they had to give their names, their identifying information to the federal government. Is that something now that could make them more vulnerable to deportation?
Well, I think yes. I mean, anytime you disclose, you know, yourself to the government, that's the case. I mean, that, you know, the government still says that, you know, deporting criminals is a priority. But, you know, if you're driving down the street and you have a broken taillight and someone determines that, you know, you're also not here illegally, then you can be very easily picked up that way. So.
We're talking to Maria Sacchetti right now, immigration reporter for The Washington Post. She's telling us what's ahead possibly for the DACA program in this country. And in terms of what President Trump has said, he said at one point that he would make a decision with great heart, implying that there would be maybe some leniency there toward this program. But what do we know about where he stands on this today?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure we know anything. I mean, you know, he's gone back and forth, you know, and he's gone back and forth even, and you know, beyond the Dreamers. You know, he's after he was elected, he was talking about undocumented immigrants, and he referred to some of them as terrific people, you know, and they would deport criminals first, and they would make a determination about the rest later. But as we've seen, you know, the fastest, even though they are arresting mostly criminals, we don't know what level of criminal they are, whether they're small, you know, misdemeanors or serious crimes. And the fastest growing group of people arrested are people who have no criminal records. So, you know, I guess my understanding is that it's a tug of war inside the White House, and you know, that there's people who sympathize very much, and other people who say, you know, this should not, program should not exist, and that it should, you know, it should be rescinded. So, and what President Trump said is it will be my decision, and that's what we're waiting for.
And to play this out a little bit, if the president does decide he wants to rescind that executive order from the Obama administration, what happens next? Do we look for comprehensive immigration reform, or do we look for maybe a different version of DACA, maybe from Republicans in Congress?
I mean, you know, there are bills pending right now, but we just don't. I think we just don't know. You know, President Trump has his agenda, and it has been to restrict legal and illegal immigration. So, and that's what he's been doing, right? I mean, we've seen the executive orders, we've seen the changes to the immigration system. I mean, it's all, and there's more going on behind the scenes. But I think he's been very upfront about what he's doing. You know, it's created a lot of consternation nationwide, a lot of dramatic moments, and this is the latest one.
And Maria, as someone who covers immigration, what have you seen about how Dreamers and programs that support them, how are they preparing for a pending decision?
you know, I mean, people are marching, they're lobbying, they're trying to, they're supporting one another, they're counseling one another. I think there's all kinds of things going on right now.
Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, take care.
Maria Sacchetti is the immigration reporter for the Washington Post, and she was with us to talk about the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program as the White House decides its fate.